On the next day Beleg came before Thingol and Melian, and the king said to him, "Counsel me, Beleg, for I am grieved. I took Húrin's son as my son, and so he shall remain, unless Húrin himself should return out of the shadows to claim his own. I would not have any say that Túrin was driven forth unjustly into the wild, and gladly would I welcome him back, for I loved him well." "Give me leave, lord," said Beleg, "and on your behalf I will redress this evil, if I can. For such manhood as he promised should not run to nothing in the wild. Doriath has need of him, and the need will grow more. And I love him also." Then Thingol said to Beleg, "Now I have hope in the quest. Go with my good will, and if you find him, guard him and guide him as you may. Beleg Cúthalion, long have you been foremost in the defense of Doriath, and for many deeds of valor and wisdom have earned my thanks. Greatest of all, I shall hold the finding of Túrin. At this parting, ask for any gift, and I will not deny it to you." "I ask then for a sword of worth," said Beleg, "for the orcs come now too thick and close for a bow only, and such blade as I have is no match for their armor." "Choose from all that I have," said Thingol, "save only Aranruth, my own." Then Beleg chose Anglachel, and that was a sword of great fame, and it was so named because it was made of iron that fell from heaven as a blazing star. It would cleave all earth Dolven iron. One other sword only in Middle-earth was like to it. That sword does not enter into this tale, though it was made of the same ore by the same smith, and that smith was Eöl, the dark elf, who took Arethel Turgon's sister to wife. He gave Anglachel to Thingol as fee, which he begrudged, for leave to dwell in Nun-Elmoth. But the other sword, Anguirel, its mate, he kept until it was stolen from him by Maeglin, his son. But as Thingol turned the hilt of Anglachel towards Beleg, Melian looked at the blade, and she said, "There is malice in this sword. The heart of the smith still dwells in it, and that heart was dark. It will not love the hand that it serves, neither will it abide with you long." "Nonetheless, I will wield it while I may," said Beleg, and thanking the king, he took the sword and departed. Far across Beleriand he sought in vain for tidings of Túrin through many perils, and that winter passed away, and the spring after. End of Disc 2.